Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From Hollywood, the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Anne Whitfield, Walter...
Sorry, I'm sleepy. It's going to be a silly goose pod.
That's fine. That is perfectly fine. I'm going to see Dune 2 Dudes tomorrow.
Doing two dudes tomorrow? Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah. That's what I gotta watch. Doing one dude first. I gotta rewatch it.
Oh, you haven't seen Dune?
I watched the first one, but I need to rewatch it for part two.
I wanna watch the OG Dune. I feel like I'd like that more.
It's on HBO, I think. I thought I saw it on there.
Hell yeah. I think it is. But... David, what's his name?
Lynch.
I want to say Lynch. I don't think that's who it is.
No, I think it's him.
Is it?
I think so. Google.
Oh, did my phone die?
Google. Show me this guy's balls, please.
Jamie, pull that up. Pull up this guy's balls.
Yeah, it was David Lynch.
Okay. No, I was thinking. I was confusing him with Fincher.
Oh, okay. Jamie, pull up that video of that deer getting fucking hit by that fucking car.
Yeah, now look at that. Look at the power, dude. Look how he just takes that shit. He's got like a Nobel Prize on the show. Yeah. Like, look at that shit, man. What are you... For, like, physics. He's like, pull up some videos of people getting hit by cars, Jamie. Now please explain the physics.
Explain to me how that animal just gets turned into a red mist after getting smacked by a car.
There's like, forward motion. He's like, bro. You've seen Zac Efron's jaw. He's roided, bro. He's roided.
Yeah, well, I'd like to talk about my book that I just wrote. Dude, you see that deer got hit by a plane, bro? Jamie, pull that up. Okay.
Common misconception, elk blood's actually very good for you. You just drink that, dude, unstoppable. You just drink elk blood. I've learned about this. I had someone, a good friend of mine, had him on the pod, told me this. Really? What's he known for, Joe? Oh, he spent 11 days in the woods eating his own shit. He told me this.
He was on his own rendition of Naked and Afraid. But it was with his own camcorder in his backyard, full view of his other neighbors. He's now on a watch list. But
the absolute resilience.
He knows his stuff. I can't deny it.
Very reliable source. Some guy I met at Costco.
Some homeless man wandering through my woods. he comes up to me, right? And he's like, listen here, man. I drank some elk blood, right? And I'm alert. I don't need a flashlight at night. I can see in the dark.
And it strengthened his powers. They gotta write an article on this guy. He's just like, bro, fist bumps him. Get in the bunker. We're going on now. Jamie, wake up. Gets Jamie out of his cage. Jamie, come on.
Come on.
It's on the pot. That's fucking awesome. He should just start doing that soft white underbelly.
Yeah.
But on Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
He's like, so I've got this rapist with me. We're going to show him gay sex. Like, look at that. Look at the resilience.
Jamie, go ahead and pull some up real quick.
Jamie, pull him some gay porn. Now look at this. This guy has the resilience. He's fitting three phallic objects in himself at once. Imagine the power. Imagine the level of discipline.
I could never do that. I could never do that.
That guy's a beast. You know, when I was commentating UFC, Dana often asked me about gay sex. He's like, "You think you could ever do that?" And I was like, "Nah, dude, I'm not strong enough. I'm too weak, Dana. I'm
not strong enough to be gay."
No, but he doesn't understand what being gay is. He just thinks it's like the Olympics. He's like, he thinks it's fighting. That's what he's like. They've got this weird sort of fight, and I found on the internet last night. No, look, they do
sword
it, like,
fighting. I don't.
I haven't learned all the moves yet, but there's docking is one of them. It's really unique. It's really crazy. Like, and they do it.
It's kind of an underground fighting style.
They do it old Olympic style, like you're naked, right?
and you know, to get their extra speed, you know, they oil themselves up. You know, there's a special oil and lube.
Yeah.
I think the
goal is you got to dominate the other person. So the goal is to
it's a bit of mixed martial arts with some old school wrestling, you know.
Yeah, so there's no taps. You just finish. And then
whoever finishes first wins.
Joe Rogan starts commentating gay sex.
Oh, he's on top of him. He's on top of him.
There's that. He's pulling up the docking. Reach around. That's going to add points. That's going to add to his score right there.
They have the booklet of the different quote-unquote moves, and it's just different positions. They just Kama Sutra on their table.
Yeah. Sponsored by Body Armor Sports Drink. It's like, you know, it's the big finale. It's like, oh my god, he did it! He did it! It's just a guy coming on another guy's face. He did it! Rowdy Roddy's the new champion!
And he finished! He's the big finisher of the night!
Let's pull up a replay of that look as it shoots. Nice spread on that one.
Can we get that one more? We have another angle here.
Another angle underneath the balls, past the taint. What's that look like? Oh, and just an absolute match-ending blow. That would
beautiful
be awesome.
Finish. Beautiful finish by Robbie.
We need to use AI to make this happen.
Joe Rogan mistakes gay porn as wrestling.
It's a new type of wrestling. Of fighting. That would be so great. Just bring your guest on. Jamie, pull up that video. Showing like what he has, like Putin on or something. Like Tucker Carlson, that he has Vladimir Putin and just showing him gay sex. Are there any Russian fighters with this style?
I'd love to meet them. You know,
they don't have a translator. It's just Putin confusingly talking in Russian, and Joe doesn't know what he's saying.
It just starts playing the gay porn, and he's just like, "What is this?
What, you never seen this? This new fighting, dude. Bro Putin.
Bro.
Bruton.
Bruton. Dabs him up.
What's up, Bruton? What's up, Bruton? Now look at this. The style.
Why are you showing me gay sex?
What are you talking about? No, this is fighting.
I am not gay.
No, this is fighting. I'm not gay either. I'm not strong enough to be gay. Maybe if I get my kettlebells a little higher. We'll see. Right now.
I just have to work out my dick a little bit longer.
I gotta do dick swings.
Sorry, babe. I gotta do a couple of helicopters. Hold on.
It's Joe Rogan advertising his he's got a line of Onnit dumbbells, and they're shaped like primates. Yeah. It's just like an ape dumbbell attached to his dick. It's just a cock ring on the end.
Don't worry, babe. By the end of the year, there'll be a new fighter in town.
No, he doesn't want to fight. He wants to commentate. He don't fight.
No, he'll fight. He'll fight one. He'll do one fight.
He'll do one fight.
Yeah, he'll do
for
one
charity.
Fight. Yeah, yeah.
Joe Rogan's coming
it's
out
the,
of his
it's the charity. The charity fight.
He's coming out of his 30-year retirement. Oh, dude, and UFC was great. You could play as Rogan and Dana. I think it was three or four. Yeah, oh, yeah, that was dope.
That's funny.
And they make Dana look way less fat than he actually is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's ripped in the game. That'd be another Rogan plot point. Like, what if we made, like, the UFC games? I've talked to Dana about this, but what if we made the UFC games, but it's Miami fighting style?
big bear fighting.
It's got like I don't know, the ambassador of Switzerland. because he gets all these big name people. And I don't really watch Rogan anymore, like I did when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But I don't watch Rogan, but I feel like I would hope so, at least, that his questions and personality is a little bit different depending on the guest. But I really hope it's not. That's the exact same thing. Like, yes.
Yeah.
You know, he'll have Barack Obama on, and he'll just be showing him, like, snakebite videos for 4 hours.
Yo, Barack, look at it. Look, check this out. Barack, although, this I mean, I feel like Barack would just be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he would.
But yeah,
he's like, I got to keep pretending and that I'm a cool yeah. black guy. Even though
I want him to have a guest that's just like that just like did not know what they were signing up for. Like, they go on awesome. And they're like, "Oh, this is gonna be a good interview. He seems really interested." And then as soon as he gets in, yo, dude, check out this guy getting fucking burned to death, bro. Isn't that fucking wild, bro? Dude, look at my new fighting style. Look how these guys finish.
It's just that just middle. Awesome? It's that Middle Eastern girl that won the Nobel Prize that got shot in the face. Yeah. Jamie, pull ISIS beheadings. Now, is this, how accurate is this?
Now, with your experience, how, on a scale of 1 to 10, how accurate would you say this is?
How much training did you have to prepare to get shot in the face?
Now, did you have to practice saying the lines to get into ISIS, or do they kind of just, you know?
I didn't join ISIS. No, but, like, but yeah, but you like.
But yeah, you. But like, you were. I thought you were there.
This podcast is over, Jamie. Escort her out,
Jamie.
Get her out of here.
You told me you were a member of ISIS. I thought.
We're interviewing a clan today. No. One
so
of,
tell
one
me, why do you wear these bed sheets on over your face? And
what's that all about? Seems hot.
Yeah, especially
can't
when
see any skin.
Especially when you're, you know, burning those crosses. You're having your giant bonfires. You know.
Oh, I thought he was asking the Muslim girl still.
Why are you wearing no.
robes?
No, the KKK member.
Yeah.
Don't so you get hot? Don't you get hot at those bonfires? You know? And also, what's up? Like, why are you burning crosses, dude? Like, what's up with that?
Have you ever watched any Rogan? Ever?
No, not like all the way through, but like
I doubt I've watched one all the way through. I used to listen to them at Lowe's because it was just noise.
Yeah.
And then after that, I don't think I ever listened again. One that's actually, it was actually kind of funny was the famous Elon one.
Oh, when they're high as shit.
When he like smokes a joint, like the nerdiest guy, and like he doesn't know what he's doing. Yeah.
And he's just looking at Joe Rogan like, what? How do I do this?
It's great because it's just like some Guido befriended the autistic guy.
Yeah.
It, you know, ask him question of Tesla and stuff. Just like, like showing him the crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Oh, I can hear you. I think you were kind of cutting out for a second.
I might have been. And then it's just talking about, like, well, my internet's pretty good.
Oh, speaking
that was
of...
Good.
That was a good little bit there.
Yeah. We got the good part out of the way. Now that's... Yeah.
Yeah, now you're kind of falling back into robot voice, but it's not super bad.
No. God damn it. I'm a good citizen. I pay my bills.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it's our 5 listeners in India count on us.
Dude, the past week, I keep getting notifications of random fucking bots following me on Twitter. And I have to say, these have to be our listeners.
Yeah.
Like.
Thanks for your
support. Yeah.
Jeez. Girl.
And then.
Thanks for your Twitter.
Yeah. Because I'm just so popular. I'm always posting.
I'm not silent. It just makes me nervous. Oh. I hate when this happens. You need to start posting.
Yeah.
No, I think I've once done. I just noticed a post on my Twitter. Respect Instagram. I don't want to do anything else. Do you want to YouTube?
You are very much on fire right now.
I admit a business computer.
Beep, boop, boop, bop, beep. Beep, boop, boop, bop.
The remote, you have to download everything.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a Roku. My other TV has a Roku. It's so much easier.
Yeah. I don't mind a smart TV. Although, I just use my PlayStation now for everything. So.
Yeah.
Don't really use the smartness of the smart TV.
I could do that, but. God damn it, I got the smart TV. I might as well use it.
Yeah.
I have not played my PlayStation hardly at all. I'm playing Switch now. I made a terrible purchase. I bought Assassin's Creed 3 Remastered on the Switch.
What the fuck are you doing?
Because, all right, here's why. Because I want to. I'm so fucking lazy. No, I don't take the Switch anywhere. I want to lay back on my couch and have background noise while I play it.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty much the only, besides party games, that's the only reason I get anything. Like, I have Civ on there too, just so I can play it laying down.
Yeah.
And the TV's gone.
Yeah, I rarely touch my Switch anymore. I got it for Zelda, played through Breath of the Wild, and then didn't really touch it for a while. Then I got some, like, little games on there, like Cuphead. And then, again, kind of just didn't touch it. Got some party games on there. Like, I got the, I forgot what it's called. It's like it's the bomb defusing game. Keep talking or nobody explodes or something like that. Got that. Not really playing it anymore. And then I got the, what the fuck is it called? It was the brand new Zelda game. The last one that just came out. Literally played it for 5 minutes and then stopped.
Yeah, I didn't get into Breath of the Wild that much.
Breath of the Wild I thought was really good, and then this new one was the same thing, so I just like, meh. Don't feel like playing it again. But I've been playing the Borderlands games.
Yeah.
They on PlayStation, with PlayStation Plus, they put every single Borderlands game into one collection, and it was like $50. And I was like, all right. So I have the first three games, all with their DLC, and then I have like the pre-sequel game that came out between 2 and 3. And then it also comes with like the Telltale games versions of the Borderlands game.
I forgot what it's called. Yeah, it's the only one I've ever.
Yeah. But it came with all of those and all its DLC, so I'm playing through the first one.
Nice.
But, yeah, I don't really touch my PlayStation either. I'll come back to it every once in a while.
We're adults. I don't have any time to do anything.
Yeah. Well, most of my games that I really play are on my PC.
Oh, yeah. Dude, so, I haven't touched my PC. This is the first time in 2 weeks I've sat down here. Yeah. I don't know. I've got a problem with that.
You can't just sit and play.
Yeah, because if I do get a full day, then I feel like I wasted it.
Yeah.
I get bummed. Like, and then if I just play a little bit, then I'm like,
it's not enough.
Get back to it. Yeah, I want to get back to it while I'm at work the whole day. I'm thinking about that all day. And then when I actually get here, I'm like, ugh.
That's kind of why
I typed it up too.
I kind of started like reading again, like really reading. I'm kind of the same way where it's kind of like, I don't want to spend all day playing games, but like, don't really have a whole lot other stuff to do. So I'm kind of just like, I'll read a chapter or two a day and then I'll, you know, watch a show for a little bit and then I'll play some games. Kind of just divvy it up. So.
Yeah, I can't do that either. Dude, I've got to have like ADHD or something.
Yeah.
Because if I read a book, I have to read it in 1 or 2 days. Like, I have to finish it in one to three sittings, or I won't pick it up again for like months.
Yeah. I think I started doing that because this job is literally clockwork, and it is so mentally draining that, like, because with FedEx, every time I went home, it was the same thing, you know, just play video games all day or whatever. Now it's like I'm sitting on the phone for 8 hours answering the same goddamn questions every day. I need something else. So,
no, for sure.
But I've got a book recommendation, and I feel like you could finish it in a day or two.
Okay, hit me with it.
It's called Between Two Fires. It is a fantasy horror type book. Basically, think like The Last of Us or The Road, but it's the black plague in France, but there's also like angels and demons fighting each other, and it is disgusting. Very, very
Two Fires.
Yeah, very bloody and gory and gross, but it was very good. Like, and the other good thing is it's a one-off. Like, it's not in a series, so you read it and you're done.
But yeah, I'd never be able to finish a series.
Yeah,
I've never even attempted to.
I started a series and I'm liking it, but it's intimidating. But the Between Two Fires, there's a part where, the other thing with this book, it does not hold back on like violence, language, any of that. Like, it is dark. It's like a quarter of the way through the book, almost halfway through the book. They go to this town, and they say at night you hear knocking, and if you hear knocking, you got to make sure you're inside. And one night, a couple of them are out. They hear the knocking, so they run back to their place that they were staying. They're staying with these two people, lost their daughter. I think because of the plague, I don't remember. And they get back to the house, and then the knocking is at their door. And you just hear outside, like, the baby starts crying. And then you hear someone go, "Won't you just help my baby? Won't you help my baby?" And so the wife, because, you know, daughter's dead, you gotta help the baby. She opens the door, and it's a statue of the Virgin Mary. And she has a scepter in the one hand. She has a jagged crown on her head. and the other hand is a dead baby that's still screaming. And then she walks in, and she's obviously about to start killing them. So the main character, who's like a big knight, starts to run at her. She throws the dead baby at him so hard that he falls over. She grabs the wife, breaks her arm, bites a chunk of her face off, and spits it at the husband, and then beats her head in with a scepter. I was like, Jesus, fuck. And then so the wife's dead, and then she turns to the husband and then just like bull rams him into the wall with her crown. And then she turns and looks at the main characters, and she like screams, and like black shit was coming out of her mouth. I was like, this is sick. This is awesome.
You shouldn't narrate books, Joe. Will you do that? Will you just record yourself reading the books, and I'll listen to that?
I'll do some audiobooks. So check this out, right? So this like statue bitch walks in, stupid screaming baby, right? And just chucks it, and it just proceeds to beat the shit out of people. Like,
that's so they like did some stuff, whatever. I'm trolling.
So they walked, and they walked some more, and then they killed something, and walked some more, and killed another thing, and something scary happened. I don't know. I wasn't watching because I was too scared to watch.
It's a book.
But yeah, and
I didn't want to watch my brain pictures.
They also have a very interesting depiction of hell at the end. It was very gross. But
right, I don't know. I'm gonna have to read this.
I kind of, especially with the hell part at the end, it kind of reminded me of some like Guillermo del Toro level of fucked up, like, you know, like that weird, like the strangeness, I guess.
Yeah,
but yeah, that was a very good book. And then I started a series. It's 10 books, and I'm on the second one, and these are not small.
Yeah, fuck that.
But I'm liking it because it's kind of just like, I don't know. It's like you're reading like a Dungeons and Dragons campaign. Like,
yeah.
There's enough interesting stuff that happens, and it's not just straight world building and whatever. But
always kills me. It's like the first 3/4 of any fantasy book I've ever tried to read.
It's just like, yeah. This one, they just drop you straight in, and it's like, hey, these guys are talking to each other. They're planning something. This guy's doing something over here. That's the other thing that kind of sucks. You kind of have to figure it out as you go, but I'm fine with it. I'd rather have that than just be like, this place is this and that. And this is where this and that is, and this and that, and this and that. There's also this, and I'm like, eh. Okay. Beep, boop, boop, bop. Oh, no.
Damn it.
What were you saying before you went robot mode?
Read a book.
Okay.
All right. Oh, it's jumping.
This is the ASMR podcast.
This is NPR. about the war in Fallujah and why it's neither good or bad. Okay, the jumping. Okay. I don't even think anyone who is listens to this will hear any of that.
Probably not. I mean, I could hear it, so I'm sure they could hear it.
Yeah. Okay, so I read Wise Guy, the book that Goodfellas is based off of.
Didn't you say you read that before? It's the perfect
book. I don't think so.
Maybe I'm thinking
of it. Have I read it before? Because I reread The Road before that, like a little while before that, and I was like, wait, I've already read this like twice.
There was a book that, it might have not been Wise Guy, but there was a book you said you read that was based on something. And it reminded me of Goodfellas.
I Heard You Painted Houses.
Maybe it was that one.
That one kind of sucked. It was also mostly not true. Wise Guy is 100% true, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I should see if I can get that somewhere. I'm sure it's on Amazon.
It's super short. I think it took me like 5 hours, like not in total.
Damn.
Not that long. Yeah, it's very short.
I do have a...
I tried... Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Why? I'm going to cut out.
Okay, fine.
Go ahead.
I do have a show after recommendation. After you, bro. Okay. I'm going. I do have a show recommendation because I finally fucking finished it. The Shield. And not the Marvel one.
I was just watching that.
Not the Marvel one.
No, of course not. The
cop.
Michael Chiklis?
Yes.
Yes.
I just finished it.
He looks like my dad.
Dad.
He does. Michael Chiklis. My dad gets called Michael Chiklis and Hank Schrader constantly. Just because he's a
ASAC Schrader.
He's a bald guy. He's a bald guy with a gut. Yeah. It's like, anyone ever call you that? And he's like, yes.
That's funny. Now I need to rewatch the show now and be like, man, Joe's dad's really racist.
Joe's dad hate. Honestly, when I was watching the show, I was like, character based off my dad. What do you think, Gomi? Who are these fucking beaners? Is that you? Is this why you left? Like Breaking Bad? I'm just kidding. My dad didn't leave me because I'm awesome. Yeah. If a dad leaves, it's the kid's fault.
Yeah, it's always the kid's fault. But yeah, I finished that. That was an awesome show. So I think... I don't know when. It might be this... It'll probably be this weekend. Probably start watching The Sopranos.
Oh, hell yeah. I keep forgetting you never watched it.
Yeah. Because right now, I'm at a point where, like right now, I'm just rewatching the original Avatar show because the Netflix version makes me want to vomit. So I'm kind of just watching that right now, kind of just as background noise. But I think I'm going to start watching Sopranos.
Please do. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
The podcast will become the official companion podcast. Sopranos cast. Yes.
HBO, hit us up. Actually, don't hit us up because by the time we get successful, you're going to let us go. Fucking Warner Bros. Did you see that Warner Bros. Let go of like 80% of their fucking company?
No.
Well, it's not 80%, but... A lot of companies are doing layoffs right now. Like, Xbox did a lot. PlayStation just did a lot, like, a couple weeks ago. And Warner Brothers just did their layoffs, like, the other day. Yesterday. I can't remember. But it made, Rooster Teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, they're being shut down.
Really?
Yeah. Because Warner Bros. Laid off everybody from in Rooster Teeth. I think except for like one guy. And it's just like, what's the fucking point? You fire everybody and there's one person left in Rooster Teeth. Fuck you.
Like Minecraft video himself.
Yeah. Hey, remember when I told you that Brandon Bots followed me? I got a new follower.
Hell yeah, dude. Why am I not? I'm not getting any. What the hell?
You don't want any of these because they're just like, they're all the same fucking person.
I gotta get my following up, dude.
I'm now at 34 followers, and I actually only know like 5. Hold on, let me look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7.
Nice.
You included.
I don't have a Twitter.
I mean, the Joe Show Twitter.
I'm just kidding. That is me.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, bro.
Just kidding, bro.
Just kidding. I never do that to you. Okay? I'd never be a bot. And trust me.
Okay, dude.
That'd be cool if this hasn't been me at all the whole time. It's just very complicated AI.
That would be fucking, that would actually kind of be cool.
That'd be a twist.
That would be the series finale of the Joe Show. We're actually both just AI.
No, then that we would just let it go forever.
Well, like, no, I mean, like once people figure out that it's AI, then that's when we end it.
Oh yeah, like what? A damn sci-fi twist at the end. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
That would be cool.
All right, that's the goal next year. That's next year's goal.
Yep,
it's to set that up somehow.
Episode 100 will be the AI episode.
I can't believe we haven't hit 100. It seems like we've done a fucking million of them.
Yeah, no. I mean, we're almost there. I think we're, what, 80?
81. Because we
this
split
will
that
be
one
80,
out.
Last week's was 81.
Yeah, I need to fix that.
Still. Oh, yeah. I listened to a little bit of the first Being Gay in Black.
And then,
the second one came out, and it was the same thing. I was like, wait.
But yeah,
it was a little different, though. I don't know what made it different. It might have been the ads, I guess, but it was just like it wasn't, I don't know, it was a little weird. I was just like, what happened?
I don't know. I think I imported the wrong file.
Oh, okay.
And I was out of town, so I couldn't fix it.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, I was like, oh, Being Gay 2. And then I forgot what we were talking about at the beginning. And I was just like, wait.
Being Gay and Black, probably.
Probably. And I was just like, wait, this was last week. And then I went back to last week and I was listening to it. And I was like, uh-oh. That's not good. But.
Yeah, I need to fix that.
No one cares.
Nah. I just want people to see the names.
Yeah.
I'd like to see names are people's the best part. I'd like to see people's reaction to the names.
Yeah. And obviously for them to listen to it, but the names.
I'm gonna put it on for my grandma.
Specifically Being Gay and Black 2.
No, from the beginning and put it on like their Amazon. Their Amazon speaker, so they won't know how to turn it off. That would be awesome.
The little echo, the little Amazon echoes.
Yeah, they won't know how to turn it off.
You need to have it set to where, when they say a certain phrase, a phrase that they use often with the echo, triggers our.
I mean,
show.
They'd never use it. That's why I could just plug it in and then leave it, and they won't know what's happening.
Okay. Okay.
They'll be calling me. It's like, are you speaking in our house? What's going on? Why are you talking about being gay?
Dude, Dude, I fucking love messing with Amazon Echoes. My
you can
roommate...
set it to a phrase.
Yeah. So that's awesome. My I think it wasn't my friend's Echo. In college at the apartment that we lived in, it came with an Echo, but my friend did have his own. But the four of us, we were all Skyrim, like huge Skyrim people. So we're like, we should have it set to, like, you know, if somebody comes in or breaks in, we say a specific phrase and it plays Skyrim music, like the battle music.
That's cool.
And I forgot what we had it set to. But what's her name? Is it the Echo would respond and be like, as an NPC, we'll say, never should have come here. And then it'll start playing Skyrim battle music on the highest volume possible.
That's awesome.
And then there was one time, this was before the apartment, in our dorm, he had his Echo, and he would play music through it. And the one time we had friends over, and we're like, we have to mess with it. And we managed to change his alarm. I think it was, oh no, it wasn't an alarm. We had a timer set to play Despacito, because that was when the song was big, to have that play at like 3 a.m. And that's then, cool. Yeah, that went off. I don't know. I think we turned it off. I can't remember. But it was lined. It was ready for a while, and then we never did it. I don't remember.
Will you go to my grandparents' house and set that up for me?
I have to remember how to do it. I haven't touched an Echo in like 2 years.
Grandma, this is my sweet baby boy Joe.
Oh, we did another thing. I don't remember how we found it, but we found some. It was called Guadalajara, and it's like standard, like Rio Grande music. You know, you go to a Mexican restaurant, they're playing their music.
Yeah, they're dirty.
It's just like one of those songs.
Fence jumping music.
And I forgot, there was another one that we had a phrase for. And it would just like, it was so fucking loud. God, because it was trumpets and guitars and all that. It was so funny. Maybe I'll just set a timer for their Echo to have it be Guadalajara. Full blast. Just trumpets blasting.
That kid's is how I killed your grandparents, your great grandparents, for a joke for myself. We could set the phrase to be dirty bench jumpers, and it'd probably go off pretty consistently. Oh, I had an old woman yesterday at work who, not to be unkind, just troll-like features, had a nicer beard and mustache than you.
That's a lot of hair.
It was noticeable, dude. But she was so rude to everyone but me for some reason, which was very weird, too. Like, I mean, everyone, like 5 other people she was a cunt to besides me. But she would just slide in the most casual, like there was one thing we were walking, and I don't know what it was in context to, but she just goes, "Oh, I'm such a retard." And I was just looking at her, and she's like, "Well, not that, but something like that." And I was just so confused.
What is something like a retard?
Oh no, dude, it didn't make any sense. And then she was sitting at my desk and signing something and like signing something on her phone and covering the phone. And keeps looking over her shoulder. And I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, oh, I just don't want anyone walking in here. I have a stalker. And I just kind of roll my eyes.
You a stalker?
What the fuck?
Look at your beard. Right. Nobody wants that.
That's what I should have said.
Yeah.
Like, no. Who, not someone, who would fuck you, first of all? But then who was...
If you want somebody to fuck you, here, have this Manscaped razor, sponsored by Manscaped.
Did you guys should have sponsored my Manscaped? Is your grandma gross?
Does your troll of a grandma have a full beard? More full than your own beard?
Is your racist grandma have a beard?
Give her this hedge trimmer. I forgot what the one I have. Hedge trimmer? That's what it's called?
For her pussy. Her 80-year-old pussy. The ball preserver for her 80-year-old balls.
Go to manscaped.com/Joe Show. And you'll get 25% off your first purchase. And then, Manscaped, I'm a customer. Bring a deal.
Yeah, Manscaped. Deal. Sponsor our show about shaving old women.
Yeah.
They might.
I do want to actually reach out because I had to get a new razor like 2 weeks ago now. And I kind of bit the bullet and went with the Manscaped like beard trimmer thing. It's very nice.
They actually have a beard trimmer. I thought it was for your balls. Are you not? Are you shaving your face with a ball trimmer?
I am shaving my face with a beard trimmer.
Are you alternating?
I haven't alternated yet.
I'd probably shave my balls and face with the same trimmer. It's just skin. Yeah. If my balls are clean. I wouldn't be that afraid of that.
I mean, I wash it out every time, so it's fine. And besides, no one else is using it.
You won't share with the bros? Pass around ball trimmers?
I don't have bros close enough to share with.
Drive to me, bro.
Okay. You need a razor, bro.
That's our live stream. I'm gonna shave my balls.
That's our sponsored segment, is me driving up to you with the entire drive. I'm just
like a 5-hour live stream.
Yeah, 5-hour live stream. And the entire 5 hours, one hand on the wheel, one hand on the beard trimmer.
Yeah.
5 hours straight, and I'm just talking about it. Manscaped.
Welcome to my vlog. Sponsored by Manscaped.
What's up, guys?
It's Joe.
It's me.
The Joe Show.
Sponsored by Manscaped, but not really.
Just trying to get a sponsor by Manscaped by doing like one of the most juvenile jackass stunts. Yeah, this is Joe, and this is shaving with your boy's beard trimmer.
Gone wrong.
And then it's just, you know, we got a midget there. It's like, dude, that's... Whoa,
whoa, dude!
I can just picture... I have a very small bathroom, and it's just me, you, and a midget. I'm shaking my balls, and then it's like, whoa! He's crazy, whoa. Man.
We do, like, the old, like, late 90s, early 2000s of, like, the camera going in and out, but it's, like, the twisting... Totally tubular.
Really, midget, I want a Dutch angle on my balls to make the audience nervous.
Yeah, on our script, it's Joe 2, and midget.
Midget. We hired a Santa's elf.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
And we refer to him as a midget.
Yeah. It's not wee man, it's just midget.
Yeah.
We need to do that. We need to that's how we create our empire. We need an entourage, and we have to have a midget, cool black guy, and then one guy that Evan. We just emotionally abuse.
Also Evan.
Evan.
Actually, also I guess we can't have Evan be the...
He's not cool.
No, I was saying he would be the cool one, but we can't abuse him because then that would be racist. But that's no, very...
We're not abusing the black one. We're just having some other guy.
Okay.
Who sucks, and we're gonna abuse him.
Okay.
Especially the black guy. He's gonna just be the most.
He'll be a homeless man.
He's a bully homeless. No, he needs to be. He's just got to be. He's nothing wrong with him. He's just a little fatter.
Dude.
He's a little fatter, a little shorter than everyone else. He's just not the midget.
Yeah,
but the midget's cool.
He's in between. Yeah.
That's the perfect.
Yeah.
And then he can be our Jamie. And we can just abuse him on here.
Yeah. Jamie?
We call him, yeah, that's just what we call him. Oh, that's yeah, not yeah. his name. My yeah. name's Rick. Fuck you, Jamie. Now pull up that new wrestling. I want to watch some wrestling.
Bring up my new fighting style.
My new fighting style. Jamie,
greased up hogs. Jamie, you
better borrow Wee Man for the live stream, okay? Jamie, you're borrowing Wee. I don't give a shit. Fuck you.
Now pull up the video of the deer getting hit by our car.
That's what all they do. They run it like a frat. We need to run it like a frat. We're gonna get Jamie to fuck a donkey.
Yeah, it's nothing but just hazing each other. But it's just like
it's for charity. it's going to get guns in the hands of inner city black kids. It's for charity. It's why Jamie's fucking this donkey, or he's getting fucked by the donkey. I don't know yet. It's whoever wins the wrestling match. It's a charity fight. And we could later bring on like a Chinese guy.
Yeah.
A cool Chinese guy.
That would be our wild card.
Yeah, but you only see him like every 8 months or something. Yeah. You see him once and then we lock him back in the basement to make our t-shirts.
Yeah.
Our basement t-shirt sweatshop.
Once our Patreon shirts run out of stock, we pokeball him out into the sweatshop, and he just mass produces shirts. Then we pokeball him back in.
Lee Chim, I need you.
Shirt creation, go.
That would be a great bit. Anytime, that's his introduction every time as you're throwing a pokeball. Then he just walks out.
Yeah, it's like, it's all intense, and then he gets pokeballed out and just like walks out like super calm and slow. Okay.
Lee Chim,
creation,
I choose...
go!
Blow Wee okay. Man, go! Blow Midget, go! Drink all our piss, go. That'd be great. That would be so cool.
That would be hilarious.
And we could at that point hang out with Donald Trump.
Yep.
And he'd tell us we're great.
And then we pokeball him.
I love what you're doing. The drinking the piss. The t-shirts is amazing.
I love what you're doing. Beautiful. The Pokeballs, they're awesome. Drinking the piss, it's hilarious.
It's hilarious. Damn, now I want this to happen. I really want to do this. I think this would be very fun. Have Jamie lay on the ground while we and holding we'd hit golf balls off his face.
Yeah, he's got the tea in his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we'll do it at the same time. That'll work. I'm left-handed, so I'll do mouth, and then he'll have one like taped to pointing out of his pants.
Yeah.
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 Dude, it's coming together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It would be so easy to do anything if we just didn't give a shit about this. It just abuse everyone. Like this podcast, like we just like, oh, we're running out of stuff to talk about. Let's make fun of Chinese babies for an hour. Joe, quick, what's the worst thing you think about? What's the worst thing you say about Jews?
What about Lee their Chim. Noses?
Lee Chim, write me a joke.
Lee Chim, I choose you. Write me a joke. Go. he writes a joke and I can't read it.
The only person we treat with respect is you, me, black guy, and the midgets.
Midget, yep. It's just. But then it's only like the Chinese guy that gets pokeballed.
We're super uncomfortable with the black guy.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we're always like we're constantly watching what we say. Just like
yeah, we're just like dap me up, brother. Like completely oh, changing. Yeah. You know, oh, people yeah. do that. I we see people be, do that all the time.
We got to be the white guy and get out. Like yes. I would have voted for Obama for a third term.
Okay.
But see, I would have voted for Obama for a third term.
Actually, you can go for you'll go for uncomfortable white, and I'll just be Steven Seagal. So just talk to him like I'm also black.
That just reminded me. Oh my god, there was a TikTok of Steven Seagal teaching people karate or whatever the fuck. Guess what this man was doing.
Touching them and they're falling?
No. He was sitting down.
What the?
So, I have to see if I can find it again. I'll send it to you. But please, the first part, he was showing them how to kick. And he was standing for this one. This man barely moves and basically just sticks his foot out and like taps the guy's leg. There's no audio. Like, you can't hear him talk.
You can't hear him breathing super heavy. That's why they cut the audio.
And the bit with him kicking is literally 2 seconds. The next part, he's sitting down and he has like a wood block and he's showing like chopping moves on it. I'm like, what am I looking at?
Oh my god, that's so awesome.
I was like, what are you teaching here? You're just smacking a block. Because at first he had like a chopping move, because he had it like, he had it pretty much laid out, and he was like doing a downward kind of chop move, and then he lifted it up, like stood it up, and he like smacked the side of it, and I'm like, what? I thought you were about to chop the block, and you just smacked it. You gave it a love tap. But it was just
what you don't
there.
Know is. In 10 years, this board will fall to pieces from that tap.
It was just so funny seeing him from, like, he's standing showing how to kick, and then immediately he's sitting down just smacking a wood block.
Oh, God, that's so awesome. We've talked about that movie he's in where he's sitting the entire time.
Yeah.
And when he actually moves, it's a stunt double. Like, it's clearly a stunt double.
He is it the sniper one?
Yes.
Yeah.
That movie is so great. And he drags somebody, and you can see the cord attached to the guy. Like, he's not, he's just touching his shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal. Absolutely. Let's get him on the pod.
Yeah. Well, we're at an hour.
Okay.
But I wanna end on this because I didn't get the chance to say it yet.
Okay.
Yeah. On the phone, I had a phone call today. It was one of the last calls I had. This lady fell while I was on the phone with her, and I was like, it kind of caught me off guard because like the noise she made, I didn't really realize she fell. But then, like, looking back, I was started laughing because she was like, "What?" And then I just hear, like, a crash. And I'm just like, "What?" And then
was she okay?
Yeah. She's fine.
Oh, okay.
But it was just, like, she was talking. And she was like, "Hold on. Let me go get something real quick." And it was quiet for a second. I just hear, "What?" And I'm sitting there just like, what the fuck just happened?
I just heard someone die.
That's what I thought it would happen. Because she was quiet for a second. I was just like, And then she picks up her phone. She's like, holy shit, I just fell. And I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. And she just like, we just kept going. I was like, what the fuck?
That's awesome. That is a good end.
And I'm there with her in Ensenada, and I'm here in Echo Park. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.